This week's Parsha is Parsha Shmos, so many people find the time to discuss Shemos, names. Now, before we begin, there are many books written in the last 100 years regarding names and the giving of names and how you give names and what names are good or what names are not okay, and there's a lot of topics. We're not going to even try to cover a breadth of knowledge this evening. We're just going to try to discuss one specific question, something that I've noticed it comes up every couple of years. I hear about of someone, they go to their Rebbe to ask them, you know, about the name. Should they use this name? Or they'll ask the Rebbe, can you pick the name? Is this a good name? So I want to discuss the propriety of that, going over to somebody else to have the name picked for you, or to have the name removed because of what a Rebbe says or something of that nature. And we'll discuss, so that'll tie into another famous question regarding who gives the name first, the mother or the father, who gets first pick. So let's first begin with the importance of names in general. The Gemara in Brachos of Zayin and Rebbe says, Minalam Dishma Garim. How do we know that a name will have an impact on a person? Amar Rabbi Lezer Damar Kra, Luchu Chazumi Pe'alos Hashem, Asher Sham Shemos Ba'aretz. Al Tikri Shemos, Ela Shemos. That you should go and see that how Hashem acts throughout the land, and the Gemara makes a drashos based on Shemos. That's how Hashem will impact and perhaps run the world in a certain way. Says the Maharsha, the Gemara there on Brachos Zayinam and Beis, the Kamayasi Ulad Mizichsev Luchu Chazu Mifalo Shein Liyaches Puula Hara Shehashemamamala Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the Gemara say that the word Shamos, which means the destruction, should be read Shemos? Because we shouldn't say that something is Shomeim, something is utterly desolate, that's tied to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein Darshu Shemos, Milashon Shemos Shepulos Hashem, Nimshachim Achari Hashem Shaladim Shugaram. That Hashem's actions towards a person in this world can be affected, says Marsha, based on the person's name. I'm not prepared or equipped to discuss the practicality of that, but clearly what we see from the Gemara and the Maharsha is that names do make a big difference when it comes to a person, does affect a person. There's a well-known story in the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Havu Ka'azli Ba'urcha, they went to stay as guests in a inn. Rabbi Meir, Havu Davik B'Shma. Rabbi Meir was very big into judging people based on their names and treating them accordingly of their name. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Havidayik B'Shma, they were not so medayik in people's names. They did not really care so much. Ki matu laho duch da ba'ush biza. So the owner of the inn came out. Yahavu lahu amr le ma'a shemachos. So they said, what's your name? So amr lahu, Kidor. My name is Kidor. Amar shmami na adam rashahu. So Rabbi Meir says, this person is a rasha. His name is Kidor. I know this person is a rasha. Shnemar Kidor tapuchos hema. This is a generation that will overturn something very, very bad. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ashlimu Lai Kisayu. So they handed over their money belts that they were holding on their money. They used to give their money to the innkeeper to guard. So they handed over their money to the innkeeper. Rabbi Meir Lo Ashlam Lai Kisayu. He did not hand over his money because he did not trust this guy with his funny name. Azal Osvayu Beit Kivra Davua. So this guy went, and he went to the Beis HaKaros of his father, Eschazi Le Bechalmei. And they so they went and he had a dream. Tashako Kisa Damanach Areshe to Gavra. So he told them where you can go and take the money from these people. So the Machar Amr Luhuhachi is Chazi Liba Chalmai. So Amr Le Chama de Beishimshi Leispo Mamasha. So they said that no, it's not such a big deal. It's just a dream. We don't have to pay so much attention. That the father told the son in the dream that he's going to give away where the money is. Also, Rabbi Meir ben Natre Kuliyoma. So he guarded his money the whole day. So the guy took the money and hid it by his father's kever. So he said, "Can we have our money back?" So Havlan Kisat Amr Lahu Lo Hayud Var Ma'olam. You didn't give me your money, says the innkeeper. What are you talking about? Money? You must be joking. I didn't take your money. So now they're left with this awkward situation where they gave the guy the money, and the guy says that, they never got it. So Amar Lehu Rabbi Meir, Amar Lo Zaktai Bishma, I told you, why didn't you pay attention to his name? He stole your money. Amar Leah, Amar Lo Amar Zalan Mar, so why didn't you say anything? So Amar Lehu, Amar Damri Ana Chashasha Chzuke, Miyamri Mashku V'alai L'chanvasa. So he says that, he says it wasn't a reason for me to say anything about Elayah L'chanvasa, Chazut Hapachei Asafama. So you need a lot of Rashi here, but essentially what happens is the innkeeper gave his wife the code to where he hid everything, and the had to do with lentil. He was eating lentils, and there was lentils on his lip, and they figured out what the code was. So V'yahavu Simanel Jibisayu, and he gave this simen over to his daughter, over to his wife, to indicate, where he hid the money. So V'shaklu L'kisayu, and they took their money back because they knew the simen that the guy gave to the wife, and they took their money back. V'aisu Azayu V'katla Yisaisa, and the guy came back and was furious that his wife gave the money away, that they figured out the code, and he kills his wife. The Gemara goes and discusses that was very, very bad. So we see here that Rimeir was medayik in people's names and made a judgment call about people based on their names. Says Rav Dessler and Mechtav Melayo, Chelik Beis, page 17. Amru Chazal, Rimeir Dayek Bishma, Perush, Shahya Medayek Bishmos, Bnei Adam, Lahavin, Ayadeim, Es Ofeim. They would be careful of people's names to know about their nature. Different than the Marsha says. That Hashem works the world that a person gets a name based on their nature. Not that the name causes Hashem to treat you differently, but Hashem will run the world that you get a name based on your nature. It goes without a doubt with names that we find in the Torah and other Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, we're not going to discuss this evening new names, names made up, more modern names. There's a Medrash that says that in the past they would name based on events, right? In Tanakh, all the names are based on events that happened to them, certain things that came up. And the Medrash says that we lost that Ruach HaKodesh, but we don't do that anymore, so therefore we only use the names that have been established by our ancestors. Whether that means only names in Tanakh, or new Yiddish names, whatever it may be, generally the custom is not to come up with new names.
So you were saying that when parents name a child, it's really like Ruach HaKodesh?
Yes.
Giving them the name of that child. That's the name God wants.
Yes, we're going to see. We're going
to
see, what?
You have a right to change your name of will.
You have
three days you can change your name.
Say again?
You have a right to change your name of will.
True, but it's not something we do. It's not something that we do very quickly.
How many people change?
We don't really do it all the time.
I'm aware a lot of people do it.
Usually they ask a shayla before they do it. They don't usually make that decision on their own. Usually they go and ask a shayla.
They all say yes.
Okay, but the point is, it's not something we do. It's not common. It's clearly the low percentage of people that change their names. Very low percentage of people that change their names. So,
do you think they have advertising?
What?
Once I know, change your names. They don't have advertisements. They come to this thing you don't like.
Okay, so I'm just saying that it's generally uncommon that people change their names. Says the Chida in his Perush on Tehillim, the Yosef Tehillos, on Perek Tzadi Tes, on the Pasuk of Ushmuel Bekari Shemo, what does it mean that the Shmuel's name was called? So the Chida says, Yeser al Kain, Shmuel Bekorei Shemo, Bipnei Shenikra Shemam Shmuel, Nisnavu, Vuchidish Atzum Varav. He says, I have a tremendous Chidish. People that named their children Shmuel had some sort of nevuah, some sort of prophetic ability by giving the name Shmuel. So we see that giving a person a certain name can affect, in a sense, their abilities. The Chida clearly says it's a great Chiddush, and he doesn't really elaborate, but there's something in this manner that the name is very important to the person. There's a very, there in the eighth volume of the Igros Moshe, the first one that was published after Moshe passed away, so there's a beautiful biography that was written by the family in the beginning. So here in the biography it says, Rabbeinu Ayah Noeg Lomar Shaleidaso Biyom Zayin Adar Hishpi Al Darcho B'Chayav. He felt that being born on Zayin Adar very much impacted him. Who Rabbi Kachnotos Achrayas Alechus Bedarchem Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was, right, we know that Moshe was named because he was born in Zayin Adar. So Betor V'midos, therefore he feels that he felt some sort of achrayas, some form of responsibility to uphold the name of Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah Midos, and therefore, not even in a mystical sense, but rather in a sense of achrayas, of responsibility. Look at the name I was given. I need to live up to this name. It should go, you know, for a respected ancestor, a God of the Torah, whoever it is, the person should feel that I need to live up to the proper qualities of this person. Okay, so I think we brought enough sources to indicate that names are important. And we'll return back to this ability of the Ruach HaKodesh that comes with names momentarily. Let's discuss the first question of mother versus father, Ashkenaz and Sephardim. I think it's something we've heard a lot before, but let's just at least look at the sources inside. Says the Das is a Kenu of the Baal Yatosos. So they note as follows. Mipi Mori Zal Shamati Kikachai Minhagam Hu Hayakore Shem Livno Rishon. That the husband would give the first name. Vihi kara shame livno sheni. And she would get the first pick of the name. Vim kain min hadin hayaloli Yehuda the kro shame shlishi. It should have been that Yehuda named his third son. Vihi karalo shame. But instead what happened? That she called the son, not Yehuda. Kidachsiv vatikra. That she named the third child, not Yehuda. V'kach hutzrich lomar, shahaya Yehuda b'chaziv baledes oso. Yehuda was not there at the time of the birth. V'loya oso maimah l'krobo, and therefore he was not present in the child. But what does the Das HaKeinim say, all the way in the generations of Ayatosos? That the minhag was that the husband gets the first pick, and the wife gets the second pick, and it alternates, so on and so forth.
This is different kids or the same kid?
What do you mean?
So you name your kid
Zev Yaakov or something? No, each kid. Alternate each kid. Okay, so not like kid. You don't share. I mean, right, you, it's nice showing bias if you want to like team up for the name. But so we're talking...
You're saying the father gets the
father
first name.
And then the wife the second. And that seems to be the understanding of the Das HaKeinim.
Regardless of boy or girl.
Regardless of boy or girl. Let's skip down to the Nachal Kedumim of the Chida. And then we're going to go back to the Ramban. The Chida writes as follows. He says, "Asher Shem Achad Gershom." This is going on Moshe Rabbeinu's naming of his children. "Asher Shem Achad Roshetevos Isha." Right? If you look at the word "Asher Shem Achad," is Roshetevos Isha? Ki Ishto Karalo Shem, because it was Tzipora who named Gershom. Vehu Karo Shem Lasheni. Shayim Yuchad Lamila Shim Hu Hayakori Shem Hayakori the Rishon Al Shem Hanes HaRishon. Because if he would have called it, then he would have referenced the miracle that happened when he wasn't swallowed up for the Mila. Rabbeinu Ephraim. Zal is quoting from Rabbeinu Ephraim. V'yirla says Tam Lama Kara Shmo Ishto. So why did it turn out that Sipora did it and not him, Velohu, Kishamu Chazal, Shisnim Yisro, because they made a deal with Yisro, Shehaben Arishim Yelav Odezar. The first son that Moshe would have, he promised to Yisro, would be dedicated to Avodazar. Because of the Perisha Mechilta, Hanikra Zeh, Yinachamenu, Shemosh Rabbeinu Smach Al Tzidkas Tzipora, Shechol HaKev. And Moshe Rabbeinu relied on the righteousness of Tzipora's wife to prevent that first son from going to Avodazar. Fine. When the first son was born, Tzipora got it very quickly. This son, my husband has no control over. And therefore I call him. And because I am going to step in, because Moshe Rabbeinu technically gave up the first son. I was a stranger in a foreign land. So what does it mean, ki amar? Because I said. Moshe should have just said, ki ger ha'yisi beretz nachriya. What do you mean, because I said, I'm a stranger in a strange land? Moshe didn't say Amar ki Elokei Avi Bezri, he just said what it was. Why did he need the whole introduction? Because what happened was, when the firstborn child came, Yisro said, ah, he's mine, I get him. And Tzipor said, no, not true. Not the case. And therefore, that extra Amar is coming to say, Moshe, Amar, ma biyadi la'asos, what can I do? Gir ha'yisi beres nachriya, v'liyadati hanimu shalachem. I didn't know that it was your custom, sha'isha mosheles, that the woman takes the first pick. V'ad Tzipora karashmo Gershom, and therefore Gershom was named by Tzipora. Ki amar aviv ger ha'yisi. Because my father said, meaning Gershom's name reflects, Amar, my father said that I was a stranger in a strange land. Vasu Shabbat Ki Amar Ve'alamira Zushin Emotional Karaso Gershom Tzipora Tzadekes Asarot Hashem Ratzon Bayla. Fine, they all do Ratzon Hashem.
The Torah gives you the reason for it, doesn't it?
What?
The Torah gives you a reason why his name is called Gershom.
Correct. So Boris, with the Chidah, would explain who got the first pick.
No, he's saying that Tzipora had the first pick.
Yes.
And because of that, Tzipora, because he was a Ger, there is Nachriya. So what does she call him, Gershom, because why?
Because Amar, my father, she did it as a favor to Moshe. That Moshe said that, ah, I'm a Ger, I didn't know your custom is the wife gets the first pick, I was unfamiliar with this. So she named him based on Amar. My husband said, Ki Ger Ayisin Achriya. She took what Moshe said, and she turned it into a name. But she took the pick.
Moshe said that. But he didn't actually then call him Gershom.
Correct. That's why it says Amar, as opposed to the other name, because she's saying, oh, someone else said this, and I'm appropriating it to create the name. Okay. Says the Ramban in this entire discussion.
So the implication is because she gave him that name, that prevented him from...
Some way that prevented him from going to Avodah Zarah, and that solved the whole issue. Says the Ramban, Ala Torah, in Lamed Chesed and Brachos. V'yesh omrim shayadarchem shikra ha'av shem ha'bechor, that the father gets the first pick, v'tikra ha'em shem ha'sheni, and the mother gets the second pick. Akeim barishon v'yikara shemo v'sheni v'tikra. Right, this is what the Baal Tosa said. First Ruvain was v'yikra, then it was v'tikra. Amar v'shlishi v'tikra ki Yehuda v'kziv v'leidasa uso, right, Yehuda was far away and he wasn't there. The Ramban is pretty much quoting from Baal Tosa without saying it. They are the yesh omrim. It says the Ramban, Ve'enenu sham shikra lo shem, Ve'en bezet tam orech. That is totally ridiculous, says the Ramban. That you're going to tell the customs that they named based on the Tikra, the Yikra. It says they just named because they named whoever was there at the time. There's no order, the father, the mother, first, second. Mm-hmm. Says the Ramban, this is not Sharon of Sukkim. There's no place to pull this out of. Ein bezet tam orech.
But even by saying that you would have been civil and talk, show that. Those where she picked the name, wasn't her turn. Yehuda wasn't around, so she did it.
But. So there's no, right. It doesn't teach us anything about the order. Okay. Good. Let's now look to what comes down halacha l'maisa. So the first is from the Ikare Hadat. The Ikare Hadat is Rav Daniel Tirani, 18th, 19th century, who is brought, the Ikare Hadat is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. It's kind of like a summary of a bunch of different laws and ideas in the Shulchan Aruch that's printed in the back of the standard Vilna editions. So the Ikari Adat says as follows. It says, Shinogu l'kro ha-ben ha-rishon shel alova adam b'shem aviv. The minog is that the husband gets the first pick on the son from the name of his father, at least the father's side. V'ishto rotsa shikra al-shem aviyah. But the wife wants the first son should be for her father. V'aish mishum shalom bayis ha-imurutsa ha-ala ha-rav. So the husband goes to the rabbi and says, oh, maybe I should give the first pick to my wife because, you know, shalom bayis. So says the Ikari Adat, no, you're not allowed to because your shalom bayis is going to be a pagam in your kibbutz because you're supposed to give the first pick to the father's side and therefore you still have, the husband still has to give the first pick to the father's side and that does not take away that should not, your shalom bayis should not overcome this idea of kibud av. I don't know if that's necessarily a good policy in general, but this is his understanding. And he brings a fascinating proof. This is his chiddush. He writes as follows. Vim hi misakeshes yikru bebeis shmoseyem, kederach kam v'niyadim shekofim shemus v'neim v'noseyem. So give two names if you're really upset, and that'll make everybody happy. Upo chazi my salik benada ve'avihu. Go and see what happens. Nadav Aviu. Shishama mipi arav pri haaretz b'shem Razal. I heard in the name of the pri haaretz as follows: the Nadav nikra al shem chamav. That Nadav was named for his father-in-law, for Aaron's family. Aaron married Elisheva. Right? Elisheva was the husband, was the brother of Nachshon ben Aminadav. So it's Elisheva bas Aminadav. So we didn't quote the whole thing here, but this is what happened. The first son was Nadav. And what did Aaron do? He named his first son in honor of his father-in-law, Aminadav. So that's why his son's name was Nadav. And then the second son he named Avihu, in honor of his own father, his Avi. So the Ikari Adat says that is why their punishment came to Nadav and Avihu. Because their father created a pagam in the kavod to his father, and the punishment came that Nadav and Avihu were taken away. It's clearly a very uncomfortable and a very not a warm and fuzzy answer to the famous question of what happened to Nadav and Avihu. But the Ikari Adat is saying that the reason why it should go to the fathers because the husband should get the first pick in Kibud Av, and therefore that's why the husband names the first pick. This is cited by the Ben Ishchai in Parsha Shoftim, in the second year of the Ben Ishchai, Oskav Zayin. Now, he does not quote the Ikari Adat, but it's extremely clear that that's where he's pulling it from, is the Ikari Adat. The Ben Ishchai came after the Ikari Adat, and he pretty much says the same thing.
Who's the Ikari Adat?
Rav Daniel Tirani. He was an Italian rabbi. So he's clearly pulling it from there. He doesn't really say what it is, but everything is pretty much the same thing as he says. And that's what leaves it. Seems to be the minhag by Sfardim is this. Rav Yosef, in a long, not really a long shuva, but a very interesting shuva, he quotes a lot of the Das Kanim, what we discussed about it already in the Chidah. So Rav Yosef writes in the last line of the shuva, Klala Ola Sheish Lahakbed Lachatil Likro HaBen HaRishon Al Shem Avi HaBal. It should be after the father of the husband, El Im Kain, Machal Kvodo Lutova Savi Isha, unless he wants to be Machal Kvod for his the father of his daughter-in-law. If the father is still alive, Avi Aisha Niftar, and the wife's husband has passed away, Royal Likro Shema Ben Arishnal Shem Avi Aisha, you should give honor to the deceased, and the mother should be able to name for her deceased father, Lahakam Lo Shem Bisrael, in order to continue and establish his name in the Jewish people, the Chena Minach. So the Minach by Sfardim is that the husband gets the first pick to name for his side of the family. However,
it's interesting it says that because Sfardim named after the living.
Yes.
Right. So, but he still says to.
Yes, even so. So the minhag by Ashkenazim is that that the mother gets the first pick. That's what we know the minhag by Ashkenazim. Rav Moshe indicates this in a number of tshuvos. The Sha'ar Metzion Bahalacha also indicates this as well. The minhag by Ashkenazim has become that the wife gets the first pick. So there are two fascinating reasons given why the minhag develops. So let's look at both. The first is from the Sha'ar Tshuvos Keser Ephraim, Simon Lamites. Vine Ein Minyanenu L'Sakos Al Shorshei HaMinhag Hazel V'Tamo. He says, it's not really my job to get involved in the reasons for Minhagim, but if you're asking, you know, I can't hold back. He says, Elakan Evshela Avinas Yisod B'Shor Sheminhag. Let me bring you what I think is this foundation of this Minhag. Sheish Zechus Le'isha L'Kro Shem Levana HaRishon, that the wife gets the first pick to name her son or her child. Mikevan She'im HaNisa Le'isha. When she gets married, he ozeves es beis hareha, and she leaves her father's home, her parents' home, aviv ima, harehi ki'ilu misnatekes, mi'chibusam, v'visivusam. She's like leaving their home, she's being cut off, she's leaving the whole family. V'chein afil ma'zachuyos ha'mishpachzios ha'yolom mikodem. She would even, and if we had the beis hamigdash, she'd be losing all the, you know, familiar rights that came. L'dugma, bas kohen, shenises l'Yisrael, mafsikas achdeus ha'truma, she wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. V'chein kol inyonei ha'mishpachim, v'sovim al-bala, everything goes by the husband. V'chol shekamsa isha kamsa bala. It's all about the husband. The wife is totally being removed from her family. L'man lo v'hafsik l'gamri es ha'kesher. Not to totally break the connection with her parents and her family, in order to connect this paternal bond, to hold on to the family, that they get the first pick, the wife side gets the first pick to have that strong connection. And this should at least give them, you know, a consolation prize that she's leaving the home. This is good and makes sense. I have to humbly disagree with the idea that the wife totally, leaves the in-laws' home and, you know, wife always manages to find a way to connect to the to her parents, but it's a nice idea nonetheless. The next is the Otsus Yushalayim Os Kuchman Ches. He writes as follows. Nearly Lomar, Bezet Tam Lashvach, Yaminang Haya Kimat, Bechotzvusis Yisrael Eitz Alom De Torah, by all people who learn Torah, and the Jewish people. Sha'avi Hanara, Hiskayev, Esatzmo, Be'ishal. Right, we know that the father puts up a little bit of money to take care of the, you know, the food and the apartments and things like that. Litein Lahazuk, Kishtei Shana Mizonos, 2 years of learning. 2 years of learning. A little bit. Many people do this. Whatever new things come out nowadays with all the new shtick, so as a kind of repayment for the father, the father-in-law supporting him for 2 years, so their side of the family gets the first pick of the name. Because generally at that time they still rely on his wallet, and therefore, as a little bit of payment, so the wife's family gets the first pick.
Does someone have the right to be mechel on this?
On
the wife could say, okay, you're right, I get the first pick, but I'll leave it to you, you could have the first pick.
It would seem, so it seems to me, Kari Adat, if the minhag is one way, you shouldn't be mechel, because you have a certain kavod that you have to be paid to your parents or grandparents, whatever it may be. Each case depends on its own situation. Okay. Says Rav Moshe in Yerdei Gimel Tzavi Zayin, Aval Ani Omer Misvara, Shem Hachachishu Shem Ha'av, Bisha Shekaru Lo Hashem Shomalo Kiploni Al Shem Ha'ish Acher. So let's say it turns out that the father didn't know about the name. Hare nimsa shlo karu shem liyal ze el acher shu ben ploni shabadu mi libam. Memela hu kala v'karu lo shem klal, v'shas habris v'yah Hashem shikalo ha'av ikar Hashem. He says, whatever the father names after his time of the bris is the ikar name. Of him karu lo ben ploni b'shem aviv mamish lo mispatel Hashem shikar lo v'shas habris. If the father wasn't there at the time of the bris, and then he finds out afterwards that his chosen name was not given, so you cannot be mevatel what was done at the bris, but he's allowed to add on to the name if the father had a different pick, whatever that case would be. Let's get now to the issue of, should we hand over this right, this zechus, this tremendous merit, to somebody else? To give the pick, to go to one's Rebbe, a tzaddik, whatever it may be, to hand over this right. So the only source I know of that discusses this idea is from a sefer called the Chosen Kodesh. It's brought in the Bris Avos, one of the many svarim that discuss Bris Milah names, in Ches Lam. He writes as follows: the Dadi im Yesh Meriva veBeis Hayoledes Al Hashem O Chas V'Shalom Sakana Hu Lavan. The first thing is that if there's any fighting when it comes to the giving of the name in the household, so that causes sakana, some sort of spiritual sakana for the child. There should not be any shalom bias issues when it comes to the name. He quotes that from Rav Yaakov Emden. V'aminag l'sh'ol v'l'drosh v'pi gadol hador v'tzadik. The meaning is to go and ask from a gadol hador v'tzadik al odos hashem shikra livno l'vito, to ask about the name you're going to give to your son or your daughter. And he quotes from the Chosen Kodesh of Rav Yaakov Levine. Okay, so then he writes as follows. I have a source for this. In Makor Lezem, Atzasa B'Sefer Merkavis HaMishnah, which was printed on the Mechilta. The Merkavis HaMishnah by Rav David Moshe Avram on the Mechilta, not the Perish of the Rambam. On Parshas Bo, Daf Lamed Bei, Shekasav L'Yashiv, Moshe Hiksha Mefarshim. The commentaries ask, Madua Nekar Shem Avram L'Gamre V'Shem Yaakov Nishar. How come Avram was totally removed and Avraham with the hay stuck around? But Yaakov, when that was changed, it lasted. How come one will last and the other one didn't? V'chishem liyashim sh'avraham, v'sham liyashim sh'avraham, v'sarah shayat, oker shemosa mipi avoseihem, harishayim. Their parents were all devoted zara, and they gave them a name, and it was removed, legamrei. V'hosofos Hashem shayat mipi Hashem yisvarach nizkayim. So when Hashem gave them a new name, it stuck, and it lasted. Masha'en came shem Yaakov avinu, All the shalom, Nikra Mipiat Tzadik Yitzchak. Who gave Yaakov his name? Yitzchak Avinu. He was a big tzadik. All the shalom, lo nekar, and therefore cannot be removed. Hari Mikanda, Hashem, Hanosim, Nikra Mipiat Tzadik, Yishal Kiyam. We see that a name that's chosen by a tzadik has a kiyam and, you know, is an indication you should go to a tzadik. I think that is a very weak proof.
Well, because it calls me Israel.
What?
It changes him to Israel.
It's true, but we also keep Yaakov. I'll tell you why I think the proof is weak. Yeah. Because all that teaches you is that Yitzchak was the father of Yaakov, and he had the right to name Yaakov, and the only proof is that if a tzaddik gives a name, it has a kiyum for the name, that it will last for a long time, whatever that means. But it's not a proof that you should go to a tzaddik to ask a name. It's not a proof at all. I find that to be very, very weak. So we're really left with no viable source to say that a person should go and ask a shayla, you know, regarding the name. There are maybe certain cases. If a person, you want to know if the descendant was, you know, a Russia, the descendant, or the person you're naming for was a Russia, or the person lived a life with a lot of tzaros and a lot of difficulty, you want to know how to approach in that area. But, you know, you have a perfectly good, fine name, to go and ask a shayla seems to be without any reason. Let's look at the Minhage Komarna in Os Kuf Zion. So he says, Avi Ben Hayyam Mosel, Rabbeinu Esko, HaKibudim, and with the Komarna Rebbe, they would give over all the Kibudim, Rabbeinu Hayyam Mechalek, Osam, Kirtzono, and he would hand out all the Kibudim at the brisim of his Hasidim. Aval Es HaBracho, Shalachar, Amila, Vekaris, L'Shamayag, Hayabali, Simcha, Rabbim, Vakshim, Shaharebi Yikra, Ba'atzman, Velo, Shamichab, Elacherim, the Rebbe should do the Kriyas Hashem. Now, I'm not sure that's a proof either, because I don't know if it's saying that the Rebbe just does, you know, the Kriyas Hashem. It doesn't say he picks the name. It just says that he gets the cover to read it. I'm not really sure if that's a proof either. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Gimel Kuf as well, where he seems to indicate that you give the Kriyas Hashem to somebody else. But again, there, Rav Moshe is clearly talking about giving the kavod of announcing the name, not the idea that you have somebody else pick the name for you. Says the Aruga Sabosem, a very popular book of Shas and Tshuvas, and Rav Chaim Siman Reish Yud Tes. He writes as follows. The Odos Asher Nisyatsa Imi. The Talmud is writing him a tshuva about a name. B'davar Hashemos, regarding names, Sine Kefi Asher Binosi Mipi Sofrim Mipi Sfarim, Ein Minat Sorech V'lo Minat Nachon. It is not needed, nor is it correct. Lisav L'Tein Bezer Im Shum Adam D'Shemos Isha Yisrael. You shouldn't discuss the name with anybody else, just the parents. Ein B'mikra El B'Hashkacha Pratzis. Because names are not B'mikra. The Bahashkacha Pratzis, Kafi Shorosh Neshama, based on the Neshama of someone. I just want to make it clear, the Rukas HaBosam is not a, you know, Chassidish Rebbe. He is Palacha all the way through. He's not making, you know, Hashkafic statements. Umikra Malid B'mispar HaShemos, Gliglo Sam, Mechol HaShifu, Lo HaAdam, Nefesh, Chaya Hu Shmi, that it's a very big part of the person's Nefesh. V'Hashem Yisbar HaShem Lo Nischachnu, Alilo Su, Mam Tzimi Pi Avi HaYalad, B'Shas Kriyas HaShem, Shmo HaNa, Lo Kafi Shorosho. And it's only from the parents. The parents are given this ability, this Ruach HaKodesh, and to nobody else. Why would you hand this over? Now, I need to be honest. He goes on to say, Hashtamiyas, but since you're asking me, let me tell you what I think. But in principle, he doesn't think that you should be asking at all. Okay? Good. Next. Rav Sternbach writes in Shuvas Hanagos, Gimel Reish Sadi Zayin, Veker Lahorim Lahasik Hashem Sh'ala Bahaskamas Shnehem. The two parents decide the name. Shebehem Toli Kamavor Baharizal. As the Rizal writes in the Shar HaGulim, L'chein Lo Megalmas Hashem Sha'ala B'daitam L'fnei Abris Sha'alulim Ripsochem L'shanos. And they should not reveal it to anybody else. Shemin HaShemayim Megalgum Lehem Hashem Amiti. Because it comes from Hashem, the true name. Hanachem K'fisher Sh'Neshama. Based on the Neshama of this person. Says the Zecher David, Rav David Modina, a popular Svardi rabbi, he writes as follows: Va'od Hatzorach Hashem Yisbarach Nitein Belibo Shel Ha'av Liyos Kishemos Bnei Yisrael Hein Heina Shemos Neshamos. That the name of the Jewish person is the name of the, is part of their neshama. Va'kein Amru Chazal Shal Rishayim Einam Zochrim Es Shmosam. The Rishayim don't remember their names. Va'tam Hu Ki Arusha Ein Lo Nefesh. Because the Rusha has no nefesh. They're not going to ask him his name. Fine. I'm Perich Orachayim. I'm Parshas Vayelech. I'm Parshas Tzavim. Lachain. Lo nachon hadavar sha'osim lekro shem latinok alidei asandak or karav acher. Why are you letting the sandak call the name or another relative? Baleim nosin ha'av rishus lahasim hashem shem chafatzim. Why are you giving her that rishus? Ba'av porish lekro hashem. Da'akadosh baruch hu mizaminu dak mifiav. Why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the child? Take responsibility for the child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the child so you could pick the name, not somebody else. And to nobody else. Ki lo ein Hashem asminu beviv. It's just to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this Ruach HaKodesh. But if you give it to somebody else, to the Rebbe, whoever it may be, then the name is just by chance. You're missing out on that special aspect of the name. Velo lufi achana haru l'shmaso, and not as the neshama should be prepared. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe in our last source, in the Igros Kodesh, Chelek Tes, in the Kayetz of Tafshin Yud Dalid, in Igeres Beis, Tafshin Yud Beis, that's Igeres 2752, on page Kuf Lamed Vav in the Igros Kodesh. Just to be clear, I do not have the full set of the Igros Kodesh, but thanks to the Chabad Library, everything is online for free. So, someone asked him, "Lamasha Kasu Sheos Eitza Ketu Lekro Shem Liyal Hanola." You asked me advice about naming for the child. Hari Adua Maana Kvokzosh Mori V'Chami Admor. The Lavavshar before him, his father-in-law, you knew that he was very opposed. He pulled himself back. B'Kagon Da She'enu Misarid B'Nyanim Elu. He would not involve himself in telling the Hasidim names. We move on Alpi Mashakasu B'Kisvei Ari in the Shal Gugulim Chof Gimel Bara. Gives other sources as well. Huva Gam Bos Sof Or Torah Sof Parshas Gracious Asher Milmala Nisein Lahorim Arayon. It's from above to the parents. It's given Eich Lechavein L'Shem Aben O Bas Manoldim, to how to name the son or the daughter that are born. Shama Shaykh Neshama Zo, the name that's Shaykh to this Neshama, Kumavor Bekamu Komos, Asher Osios Hashem Shaykh Lechios Neshama Guf, the name corresponds to Neshama. The Bava Shrebi repeats this in another 11 Negros Kodesh Chelek Zayin Igeres 2003. So I think it's very clear from Poskim, from Rabbanim, from the Halacha, that parents should not be giving over their rights and their koach to name their children. It should not be given to the Rebbe, it should not be given to a tzaddik. It should be given to themselves. It's a very clearly an important responsibility that Chazal and the Rishon and the Acharon take very seriously, and the parents should take that seriously and cherish that responsibility, and they should pick a
and
good name.
And your wife gets the first name.
And your wife gets the first name for all Ashkenazim.
And the husband gets the second name.
Okay, that's your turn.